Louisiana casino gives up fight to destroy historic building. The historic Maritime II building in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, has been spared from demolition. Catfish Queen LLC, operators of the Belle of Baton Rouge Casino, withdrew its appeal to destroy the structure to make way for a parking lot. The decision marks the culmination of a contentious battle between preservationists and the casino operators. The withdrawal occurred just before a scheduled public meeting on Wednesday, July 24, where the East Baton Rouge Parish Metro Council was expected to deliberate on the building's fate. The casino's change of heart was a victory for local advocates and preservation groups who have been campaigning against the demolition since the casino's intentions were first announced in April. Previously, the Baton Rouge Historic Preservation Commission had denied Catfish Queen's application for demolition in June, a decision that was supported by Whitney Hoffman Sale, the executive director of the Downtown Development District. Sale had emphasized that the casino's plan to convert the 18,000-square-foot brick building into a parking lot was not in alignment with Plan Baton Rouge II, a vision for the downtown area's future. Belle of Baton Rouge officials had tried to appeal the commission's rejection, citing the necessity of additional parking space for the Belle's $141 million expansion project. However, this appeal was met with resistance from groups like Citizens for Downtown Progress, who argued that the existing parking facilities were sufficient and met the city's parking code requirements. A part of history. The Maritime II building, a centenarian structure in Baton Rouge, is part of the city's rich architectural heritage. Erected in the early 20th century, it has witnessed the ebb and flow of Baton Rouge's development from a bustling port city to a modern urban center. Its robust walls have housed various enterprises, reflecting the economic shifts of the region. The building is a significant part of what has made Baton Rouge the destination it is today and, despite its current physical shape, is an integral part of the city's landscape. The debate over the building's future also extended to its financial viability. Casino representatives contended that repairing the Maritime II building would be prohibitively expensive, with costs estimated at $10 million, far exceeding the building's appraised value of approximately $1.1 million. In contrast, community members and preservation advocates disputed these figures, claiming that the actual repair costs would range between $1 and $2.5 million. This financial discrepancy highlighted the broader discussion about the value of historic preservation versus new development. Advocates for saving the Maritime II building argued that preserving the city's architectural heritage was invaluable and that the building could be repurposed to serve the community in new ways. In the end, their arguments prevailed,